Islam has two primary sources. First is the Quran, and the second source is the Prophet Muhammad's teachings, peace be upon him. These teachings include his words, actions, and silent approval. In Islamic terminology, these teachings are called hadith. The word hadith literally means news, report, or narration. Sometimes the words and actions of the Prophet are referred to as his sunnah. Hadith are needed in order to understand the Quran. For example, the Holy Quran will tell us to pray, but the hadith will tell us how to pray. The Quran will tell us to pay zakah, but the hadith will give us its details, and so on. Every hadith has two parts in it. The first part is called the sanad, and the second, the matan. Here is an example. In this hadith, the first paragraph is the sanad, the chain of the hadith, where the reporter Hammad reported from Muhammad, who reported from Amr, who reported from his father, who reported from his father, who reported from the Prophet, peace be upon him. The second paragraph is the matan, the text of the hadith. Together, they form one hadith. According to the Shia, if something is reported from a companion of a prophet or a companion of a ma'soom, meaning an imam and Sayyidah Fatima, but does not go all the way back to them and stops at the companion, then the Shia do not regard it to bear weight as sunnah. For example, a saying by Abu Dhar or Abdullah bin Abbas may be related as to what the companion said, but it does not bear any weight as sunnah. However, among the Sunnis, the words of a Sahaba, a companion, are also treated as hadith. So they derive laws and act upon what is related from Abu Huraira, or Ibn Mas'ud, or Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him, even if that report does not quote the Prophet himself. The Sanad is extremely important to scholars. They study the lives of each of the individuals in every hadith to see if they were trustworthy or not, and if we can rely on what they reported. This science of studying the reporters and narrators of hadith is called ilm al-rijal, the science of men, and goes hand in hand with the study of hadith. One of the reasons why the scholars don't trust anyone who reports a hadith is because it is a well-known fact that during the era of Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas, thousands of ahadith were forged to suit the convenience of the rulers, either to flatter themselves and their predecessors or to slander the Ahlul Bayt and so on. Allah has told us in the Quran not to trust a sinful person. O you who have believed, if an evildoer, fasiq, brings some news, verify it, lest you should harm some people out of ignorance, and then become regretful of what you have done. The common view is that the narrator must be Muslim, have reached the age of Islamic maturity, sane, have good memory, and be adil. Adil means someone with integrity, who is not known as being sinful or a liar. According to the Shia, he must be Shia Ithna Ashari, and in some cases, a narrator who is not Shia Ithna Ashari is also accepted if his report supports and does not contradict other authentic ahadith. This is because there were so many narrations fabricated against the Ahlul Bayt at the time, but we will talk about its history in another lesson. A hadith is divided into a few main categories. Number one, sahih. This is a hadith that has been rendered authentic. The chain of narrators is not broken. They are all trustworthy, good memory, not open sinners, and must be just. The Shia also add that they also must be imami, meaning a Shia Ithna Ashari. Number two, hasan, which means good. This is a hadith that has not reached the level of sahih. This means there may be a person in the chain of narrators that their reliability has not been affirmed yet. 3. Da'if, weak. This is a hadith that is neither sahih nor hasan. This could be because one of the narrators has been defamed, or because they were unknown or a fabricator, and so on. There are many other grades of da'if according to the scholars. 4. According to the Shia, there is a fourth main category, muwathaq, dependable. This is a hadith where some narrators are not Shia Ithna Ashari, but they have been praised as being trustworthy. Of course, these main categories have additional characteristics and other subcategories that you may find in hadith studies. A hadith is also classified into mutawatir and ahad. A mutawatir hadith is one that is narrated by so many people that it will be impossible for them all to have agreed to fabricate it. Mutawatir is divided into two types, mutawatir in words and mutawatir in meaning. For example, this hadith is mutawatir in words. This has been narrated by over 70 people in the same wording. Mutawatir in meaning is when there are so many narrations that agree on the same meaning but differ in words. For example, we have so many traditions about the coming of the Mahdi, but in different words. Any hadith that is not mutawatir is called hadith ahad, also known as khabarul wahid. These narrations do not bring about certainty of authenticity on their own unless it is supported by other evidence. These hadiths are also divided into other categories that are listed in hadith studies.